Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of questions that you want to go to get answered and you want a logical
explanation, answer that's to the point, straight, and is usually right where it needs to be, then I was one of those people. And then, you know, I sent the person an email back and was like, wow, you know, I didn't think that you thought of me like that. I didn't think you thought of me as being a dummy, but he gave me a pretty good kudo. And the fact that he shared that with everyone else, I thought was really impressive. Well, great for me. But keep in mind, each of us wants to belong to a club, an organization, or a group. Well, that club, organization, or group, or that inner circle should be a group of people that all want to help each other. We're all on the same sheet of music within reason. We're all trying to help the other person grow. So if we're talking about it in the sense of a business, then that means everybody in there, even though they may be in different businesses, their goal is to help each other grow. You know, there's many phenomenal groups that are out there like that that work with this premise. One would be BNI. BNI is like the largest networking organization in the world. And they've created millions and millions of dollars for their members that have been a part of BNI and that are a part of BNI. And their founder, which is Dr. Ivan Meisner, you know, he's really done a phenomenal job, and he's probably grown the culture and the organization far past what he ever imagined that it would be. But one of the things that's helped him to grow that organization is that he's tried as much as possible to keep everyone included, to keep everyone active, and to also put in different things as they've grown. You know, they consider their membership and their rules and regulations as a living document. So he's always trying to help the businesses that are part of the organizations in the different places around the world to be able to grow. And by putting metrics in, and I don't mean metrics as in metrics that are detrimental to the organization, but things that are going to help each person to have an even playing field. But here's the interesting thing. The interesting thing, like I said, they're a great organization, and there's a ton of great organizations that are out there, but I was just using them as an example because they're one of the largest. I think they have over 6,000 chapters throughout the world. But anyway, in any group, in any organization, you do have inner circles, or in most, you have inner circles. Within those inner circles, you have relationships, and those relationships are supposed to be based on trust. We are in such a fast-paced world nowadays that you have to have levels of trust as you operate your businesses and as you grow and start to share your networks and your pool of people to help other people grow. But the whole thing about an organization is, again, you're supposed to be a pool of people that are helping each other to grow and, in turn, constantly looking for other people that have your same values and your same principles to help them grow. Because guess what? If we're going to pick up a box and the box weighs 500 pounds, I can't pick that box up by myself. However, if I have five more people on each end of that box or six more people on each end of that box, the six of us can lift that box relatively easily, where one or two could not. So the whole concept of organizations is phenomenal. And again, if you have a good organization and a strong organization, you can not only grow your businesses, but you can also grow your relationship through relationships exponentially. And most of these inner circle groups are met as referral groups and networks with the potential, and their potentials are unlimited. However, you do have people that join some of these groups and organizations for the wrong reason. You also have people that come into these groups and they're not really willing to walk the walk or talk the talk. They want to just be able to, again, like I said, wear the patch on their back or have the secret pen or do the secret handshake. Well, here's the thing. Like I was saying, in every club, in most clubs and organizations, there's a secret handshake. And when I use the term secret handshake, there are clubs with secret handshakes or organizations with secret handshakes. Not all of them have one. But sometimes that secret handshake isn't really a handshake. Sometimes it's a dress code, you know, that people don't know about. Sometimes it's a special ring. Sometimes it's a handshake. Sometimes it's other things in how you conduct yourself that let you into the inner circle. It could be that you're operating at a certain dollar amount. in some clubs, we call them fraternities. A lot of the fraternities, they're a secret club, all right? And they have a secret handshake, and that secret handshake is reserved for the people in that fraternity. And throughout history, these secret organizations and these inner circles within these organizations have controlled a lot of things as far as business, as far as society, as far as culture, as far as a lot of different things. So my question to you, especially those of you that have a what I would call an elitist mentality, is yes, you're a member of a club. Yes, you're a member of the association. Yes, you're a member of the organization, but are you part of the inner circle? Are you lying to yourself? Are you fooling yourself? Are you thinking that you're some elite person and in actuality you're not, because you're not living up to the expectations of whoever it is that's the, I would call, the ruling class that has created the secret organization and wants to keep that part of the organization within the organization separate, want it to stay elite, want it to stay prosperous, want it to stay at a certain level, and you're not really at that level. You're at a level good enough to get in the door, as we say in the martial arts. You know, when you're first training, when you start off as a student, we're all family, we're all brotherhood, it's the whole thing, and we're not going to let anything happen to our dojo or school brother or sister. However, in a lot of more traditional martial arts schools and organizations, they don't let you have you don't make the entrance to the secrets until you make it to black belt or second black belt or third black belt. And then once you've made it to that level, you've basically, what they believe is, mastered the basics. Once you've mastered the basics, then depending on your attitude, your mindset, all of those things, then they let you in and start showing you the secrets to the art. So basically, you may have spent 2, 4, 5, 10, 12 years basically trying to get a good, strong foundation of what the basics are. However, you don't know the secrets. So if you were to use the same technique that sensei's taught you or your instructor's taught you for all these years, he would reverse it on you or she would reverse it on you in a second. Why? Because they know how to counter that move. They know how to neutralize that particular technique. And it's the same thing with the secret organizations or the inner circles. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the first thing. First thing is, to me, you have to be consistent. And your consistency needs to be at a level that is above what most people would consider enough to meet the grade. So you need to be a person of character. You need to be a person of substance. You need to be somebody that's constantly giving back and not expecting anything in return. Okay? Next thing that you need to look at is that you need to look at yourself. Are you an arrogant SOB, or are you a person that legitimately is giving from their heart and their soul? Are you a person that's participating? Are you volunteering for activities? Are you showing that the betterment of the group, because that's what we're all supposed to be looking at in these groups, is we're supposed to be looking to be the betterment of the group? Or are you one of those people that's trying to create your own secret association? And if you are part of a secret association within the association, is that group that you've attached yourself to going to help you amongst your fellow members, or is it going to hurt you amongst your fellow members? I think there's a lot of people that attach themselves and become part of what I would call the secret society or the inner circle within the inner circle, because remember I said it comes in layers, that really isn't doing them any good. It's actually doing them damage, because the other members in the club or in the organization may be at a position that could help you, but because you've ostracized them by trying to make a group within the group that is not necessarily condoned by the overall group, that you've kind of ostracized yourself from actually being profitable. You know, in life, we all want to be happy. We all want to find success. We all want to do things that are going to help us to grow and develop. However, a lot of us do things that are actually counterproductive to that process. Perfect example, if you're part of a group, and that group that you're part of has another little subgroup in it where everybody grew up together, Okay, here's the interesting thing. You're all part of the group. You've all got the basic concepts of what it is that you're, what you stand for. However, are the people that you're reassociating with, are they the type of people that are adding to your ability, mobility, and your wealth and knowledge? Or are they the type of people that are taking away from all of those things? Are they people that are contributing not only to the group, but contributing to you? Are you contributing back to them? And is that, are those contributions positive? Are those contributions useful? Are those contributions seen by others outside of your organization as being characteristics and traits and manners that they would want in their own circle? Because understand that none of us, all of us see us, but we all see ourselves with a different perception. And that perception, in most cases, is one where we don't do any wrong. However, there are hundreds and thousands of people looking at you every day and making split decisions. And those split decisions could affect your wealth. They could affect your health. They could affect your sanity. They could affect a whole lot of things that happen in your life. So, again, are you part of the inner circle? Do you know the secret handshake? And is the secret handshake you know the real secret handshake? And is it the one you want to know if you know it? You know, I went to a large organization function, a national function that we went to actually last year. And at that function, you know, a lot of people went. And when we came back from that function, there was a lot of people that had a really good time. So in the meeting a month or two later, we were talking about what happened at the meeting, what happened at the national meeting, who was there, you know, what did they say and what did it mean? And just so happened, I happened to say that, you know, a lot of things happened at that meeting that shouldn't have happened or that I believe shouldn't have happened. Again, we talk about perception. And we talked about that. And one young lady actually blurted out, I don't know what he's talking about. I had a great time. So it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But I said to the young lady, I said, you know, I didn't say it to her particularly, but I said it to the group because it applied to everybody. Because if one person voices something, then that means there's probably others that think the same thing. I said, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that you had a great time at the event. However, the great time, the party, the celebrating, all of that stuff was for the people who participated in the overall growth of the overall organization. It wasn't necessarily meant for you to just go and party. It was meant for you to go, do business, get updated, and understand how the mechanism works, not just to go to a party. The party was for the people that had actually come, participated, and did the work, not just showed up for the party. And that's another thing. You know, a lot of people miss, why are you part of this organization? What does this organization stand for? Are the actions that you do every day part or contributing to the goals of the organization or not? Has the organization's overall goals changed? Or is the organization now not doing what it's supposed to do? And what do you need to do to become a member of that inner circle so that you can change it? Are the people that are in power now, because of time, because of age, and because of position, now not actually looking at the goals of the organization, but they're looking at their own personal goals? And if you don't get involved, you then become part of the problem instead of part of the solution. With a lot of groups, organizations, networking events, things like that, you should always be looking to grow your relationships with other people. And each time that you present yourself, you don't have to be in a three-piece suit every day, but you need to be a person that your character is a three-piece suit. Your character is clean. Your character is neat. Your character is professional. Your character is in order. Your character is timely. Your character is truthful. So that uniform that you're wearing is not just a physical uniform. You know, that uniform that you're wearing comes out of your pores. In when you speak, you present, you know, an image of accountability. You present an image of, you know, being a person of quality, of character, all of that, all of those things. what I find in a lot of clubs and a lot of organizations is that most times there's more characters than there are people with character. You know, I just went to a training the other day, and the instructor, who's actually an international instructor that was giving the class that I went to, which we were very privileged to have somebody of that character, of that caliber, he was explaining the Pareto rule, which is the 20-80 rule, and he was saying that 20% of the success of the organization is done by, 100%, 80% of the success, or 100% of the success of the organization, let me get that correct, is actually done by 20% of the people. He was talking about in the organization, 20% of the people in the organization make the majority of the money, make 80% of the money, and are the chief contributors to the organization. And the interesting thing was, it was because this was a network training event, is that the gentleman said something that I thought was really incredible. What he said was, hopefully after you do your normal weekly meetings, you guys will stick around for about 20 or 30 minutes or whatever so that you could network, because going to the meeting isn't really what grows your business and your relationships. What grows your business and your relationships is the time that you spend outside of the meeting working on yourself, working on your relationships, working on your business, and understanding the people that are within your group's business. And that was a really powerful statement. And it was amazing how literally probably 70% of the room, as soon as the training was over, 5 to 10 minutes before the training was over, when we were coming to an end, they were already packing up. They were already getting prepared to run out the door. They were already clock watching. So again, if I noticed it, then guess what? Other people noticed it. And it just so happens I stayed after, and I talked to the presenter again. I didn't want anything. I just stayed after, and I was listening, and we were talking to each other. And he was, you know, and we were talking about that same fact. He had just said those things in a 3-hour training. However, it went into people's ears, and in some cases, it never really made it to their brains. They didn't understand the true reason that they were there. They didn't understand the golden nuggets or the value of the fact that there was 20-something people in the room that are all business professionals and could all probably use or help or know someone within the circle that they were in at the time that could help them to, again, have their best year ever. However, they failed to take advantage of that opportunity. So it's really interesting. So my question is, okay, you're a member. You're in the door. But are you really a member? Are you just one of those people that's paying the dues and going through the motions? Or are you somebody that's getting everything out of the organization that the organization has to offer to you? And is there things within the organization, within the group, within the club that you're not getting because the club itself or the key members of the club don't feel as though you're really a member? They don't feel that you're really contributing. Again, it doesn't matter when we're talking, especially when we're talking about money. It doesn't matter who you know. It doesn't matter who you're related to in that sense or who you're married to. What matters is who you know that knows you, that likes you, that wants to do business with you. How many of you like people, but you'd never do business with them, okay? How many of you talk to people every day and you can't stand them? You know, how many of you basically do the smile, 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 I can't wait to get this person out my face? Unfortunately, it's probably more people than most of us want to admit. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm really saying is that if you want to be part of the inner circle, then you need to walk the walk and talk the talk. You need to find out what the requirements are, and you need to not meet them but exceed them. You need to treat everyone like you would want to be treated, and if you don't want to be treated well, then you need to treat them like you know they want to be treated, all right? Especially if you're one of those people that's into that bite me, beat me, make me feel cheap stuff. Again, the opportunities are abound, but if you're not willing to take advantage of them, then you're never going to truly get into inner circle. You know, again, don't just pay your money to belong. Be part of the organization so that you not only belong, but you're needed, okay? Be an asset, not an ass. Be a person that's contributing. Be a person that's giving of themselves. Be a person that people will break their neck, so to speak, to help, to assist. And you'll have a great year. no matter what year it is. It doesn't matter what last year was. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. What matters is that you're going to take the information that you have now, today, and use it to grow yourself and to grow your business so that you can become a better provider for your family, for yourself, and all of the above. And it takes work. It takes effort. Yes, you need to have a positive attitude. You need to be you need to have an attitude of gratitude, but you still need to do your part. If you set up the dominoes, then you're right. The universe will work with you. If you set up the dominoes so that they are spaced correctly, not just one set of dominoes, several. You need to take the extra steps to get where you want to get. You send somebody a text. If they don't reply in a reasonable amount of time, give them a phone call. If they don't reply in a reasonable amount of time from the text or the phone call, send them another message, and on that message, leave a message. Leave a message anyway. Why? Because even if you can't help that person, you're showing them that you care, and you're taking that extra step. We all have things going on. We're all busy. We all have a billion things going on. However, most of us are spending 80% of our time on things, on people, on organizations, and on things that don't work. So we need to find those 20% of things that are going to gross us or give us the most, and we need to take that information and do the necessary things so that we now do more of the things that are going to give us more of what we want instead of doing more of the things that are not giving us anything we want and are basically wastes of our time. You know, it was the gentleman that taught the class said BEP, and he was talking about your break-even point. Your break-even point for your business, all right? He was also talking about your CAC, all right, which is your customer acquisition amount. How many people do you need to meet your mark? Well, those two things, your break-even point is the same thing on the information and the work that you're putting into your business to succeed. What's going to get you what you want? That's your break-even point. Anything past that is gravy, it's extra. Okay, your break-even point means that whatever you've put in, you've met that. On your customer acquisition cost, and again, this relates to relationships too, is you constantly putting money in the bank, and as you get more people, you get more money in the bank. You get more savings. You get to live the life that you want to live. You get to experience the things that you want to experience. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, learn the secret handshake. Don't just be a person that's wasting your time and other people's times. Don't join something that you're not going to get something from, but also be willing to give more than you get. And the more you're willing to give, the more you will probably get in return. Help people as if that was your goal in life. And most people will want to help you back, most good people. And understand that it's up to you. What you want and what you have is up to you, and you can have anything that you want if you help enough people get everything that they want. So anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I hope that this has been an informative and useful show to each and every person that has listened. In the upper left-hand corner of the show page, please follow us so that you can get updates on our show and share the show with as many people as possible. Also, I appreciate any feedback that anyone would like to leave. But anyway, today, Your life and your success is up to you. Take control of your life, take control of your success, and start doing the things necessary so that you will succeed. Don't follow people that can't lead you, and don't lead people that you don't know how to lead. Get help. There's 100,000 people out there that could probably help you. Read books. Work on you. Understand that the better you make you, the better you are. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and again, I want to thank you for listening and for tuning in. Everybody, take care, be well, and have a great and wonderful day. Take care. See ya.